Revenge is a dish best served cold, said the godfather. Revenge. One of the most basic instincts of the fallen condition. You just wait, I'll get you back for that. A dish best served cold. Let me enjoy that thought of what I intend to do to get you back. What does Jesus have to say? Here's what I propose. Don't hit back at all. If someone strikes you, stand there and take it. That is not what we had in mind, most of us, that is. So why would the Lord allow such a thing to happen that someone slapped us? To show what's on the inside, that's why. Resentment, rebellion, revenge, retaliation, I'll get you, payback, it's only Lent. He knows just how to push our buttons to get those ungodly reactions to surface. How kind is that? When they surface, we get the opportunity to face and acknowledge them and get free. That's kind, not condemnation. We can't get free from something we won't admit we have. Time to fess up then. Just what ungodly reactions do you need to admit to? Wouldn't that be nice, to be set free from that desire, or what's that word again, to avenge yourself, to pay back like for like, or even get a bit more for good measure? So who really needs to turn the other cheek? The one who wants revenge is the answer. He wants to set us free. Let's look at how Jesus and Paul dealt with it. John 18:22-23, NIV. When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby slapped him in the face. Is this the way you answer the high priest, he demanded. If I said something wrong, Jesus replied, testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me? No revenge there. Why didn't Jesus react? There was nothing in him. No resentment, no revenge, no rebellion, no retaliation, no desire to get even. He was without sin. What about Paul then? He was a man. Acts 23:1-5. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, my brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day. At this the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Paul then said to him, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law, yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck. Those who were standing near Paul said, how dare you insult God's high priest? Paul replied, brothers, I did not realize that he was the high priest, for it is written, do not speak evil about the ruler of your people. In the first instance, though his response was straight, it wasn't uttered with a wrong attitude, and the second time he apologized. Attitude, we will find in the kingdom, determines altitude. But we'll talk more on that tomorrow.